Hi everyone. Welcome back to TechMin's podcast. We have a very interesting topic to discuss today, which is using data technology to accelerate digital transformation. They say building a data team is hard in any circumstance, and if you're starting up, it can be even more challenging. Initially, the requirements are fluid and you need to move fast. Well, our special guest has been on both sides of this equation, and he joins the session to share his hard-won wisdom about how to bring in data transformation. Let's welcome our special guest today, Anthony Huffman. Welcome to our podcast, Anthony. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Nitishree. I appreciate the opportunity and look forward to the conversation.
Same here. Anthony, can you please introduce yourself to our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. So, hi, everyone. I'm Anthony Huffman. I currently work for a company called Molex. Molex is an electronic solutions manufacturer. We have about 65 manufacturing plants, 13 supply chain hubs, several design centers, and about 45,000 employees. So pretty wide reaching. I've been in manufacturing and operations for almost 20 years, worked in the med device and aerospace industries prior to coming to Molex. And at Molex, I'm helping lead our digital transformation as it reads across supply chain, manufacturing, and product development.
As we dive into our conversation with Anthony, let's set the stage of our discussion on the pivotal role of data in accelerating transformation. In today's fast-paced business landscape, organizations across industries are recognizing the power of data as a catalyst for innovation and growth. By harnessing advanced technologies and leveraging data-driven insights, I think companies can surely make strategic decisions and unlock new avenues of success. So let's start with the very basic, Anthony. Can you provide an overview of how data technology specifically accelerates digital transformation?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question, and it's always on our mind of how we can unlock data to create new insights, to create more value for our organization. And we think about it from a long-term perspective. So we're fortunate enough to be a private company or privately held, and that gives us a little bit more leeway on what to invest in and what to consider when thinking 5, 10, even 20 years out. And so for us, when we talk about accelerating transformation, it's about how quickly can we scale and unlock the data across our enterprise. And so that requires a lot of design work, a lot of architecture development, and I can't get into too many details, but we've built along the way a technology stack that allows us to read across and leverage proofs of concept at multiple sites at any given time. So we focus on our core business processes, which are molding, plating, stamping, and auto assembly, and help to step change our performance at a given site, a lighthouse, and then look to scale that with a modern technology stack. And so what you want to do is really start with that architecture, understand what you need to scale. It's a lot of data. To get to advanced analytics, you have to design it in a way that can read across. And that takes time, and it takes some expertise that you may or may not have readily available. And we built it along the way, but I suggest in hindsight to do that ahead of time and to get that embedded into your strategy and in your design early days. At Molex, you know, we've been at this for maybe 4 years, and we have been building a technology stack that now allows us to look not only at our core business processes, but other areas that we can unlock new data sources and take data to the next level, moving from reactive to proactive to predictive, ultimately to prognostic. And so we're still at this journey and we're evolving over time, but architecture is key to that success.
Thank you for answering that. That was an insightful overview. And it's incredible to see how organizations can harness the power of data to drive their transformation journey. And the ability to gather real-time insights or make data-driven decisions or adapt quickly to market changes is truly a game changer. With data technology as their ally, companies can surely unlock new levels of agility and competitiveness in today's business landscape, which is highly dynamic. So I couldn't agree more with you on this. Moving on, I have another question for you, Tony. How can companies ensure they have the right talent to leverage data technology for digital transformation effectively?
Yeah, I think when we look at our transformation, it's about capability building, and that's people, process, and technology. And so when you talk about the people side, it is a challenge. We have to get what we call bilingual team put together to focus on those core business process transformations. And what I mean by bilingual is we need fluency in business process, the acumen of how we operate, as well as the technology piece. We have to know data science. We have to know controls engineering. We have to know how to gather and access a large amount of data and contextualize it so that it can unlock the value that we're looking to achieve. And so we create these pod teams of people that can read across both business and technology fluency. And along the way, those teams build knowledge together. And so I would challenge the audience or the folks on the call to look within their organization to see, you may already have the resources you need, but just not organized in a way that they're collaborating and they're reading across business and technology. And so that's what we've done at Molex to a high degree of success. We've also leveraged a lot of our global services, which come out of India, to help us through the data science and engineering challenges that we've been able to overcome. And if you've got a longstanding history of some level of improvement or lean or Six Sigma type activity, you can lean on those folks. We found that the teams that are most successful are typically led by a former black belt or master black belt. And so they already have the business and tech and data science fluency and can kind of read across and help direct and guide the teams. We also have strong partnerships. So throughout our parent company, Koch Industries, we have communities of practice and a portfolio of those, anywhere from augmented reality to computer vision to advanced analytics. We've got several groups, upwards of 600 people that we can lean on from a subject matter expertise perspective and pull in as needed to solve for challenges or to help guide and navigate those pod teams. And so trying to create the pod teams has been our kind of key to success in getting those stood up, getting the communities of practice leveraged, and then building that fluency across business and tech along the way is really key to our success. We've gone into several sites with these capabilities, advanced analytics and better leverage of data. And what we find in the sites is you need a strong champion as well. So it's not just about the global team that you can stand up and the knowledge and expertise you need to build the analytics engines, but it's also the champions in the site, the people that have some level of, we call it digital DNA, that are excited and ready to use the next level and maturity of data to make better decisions, more timely, more effective. And so we look at it from we need to transform our pod teams and build that fluency, as well as really engage with the sites that have those champions and find people that are influential advocates along the way.
I think you have articulated it perfectly. As you mentioned, talent plays a crucial role in unleashing the full potential of data. I think companies should invest in hiring data scientists, analysts, or engineers to work with advanced analytics or data tools. You also spoke about tapping into the existing workforce where we need to upskill existing employees. So all in all, building an in-house data team can be a costly endeavor at times. And I think another way of handling this could be to hire a reliable data technology partner who has the expertise and specialization and also brings in a great deal of cost and flexibility. You know, technology partner could be the strong champion carrying digital DNA, as you mentioned, and that could be a good channel to, you know, upskill your technical architecture.
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, we're fortunate enough to have a large community within Molex, and then our parent company, Koch Industries, has about 180,000 employees. So we have a lot of SMEs we can lean on. Most companies don't have that leverage. And so partnering with third parties is a great way to not reinvent the wheel and to bring in the right expertise when needed. People that have been there, done that. And that's key to success as well. You don't want to start from scratch if it's already been solved to. We have a mental model within Koch. It's called the new to model. And we always look at, is this new to Molex? Is it new to Koch? Is it new to industry or is it new to world? And we try not to reinvent the wheel based on that mental model and leverage whatever internal and external knowledge we can find.
Absolutely. I'm in complete agreement with you on this. Tony, can we talk about the impact data technology has on a company's overall culture and business strategy? What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been at this journey for maybe about 4 years in our transformation across intelligent digital supply chain, manufacturing and operations and product development. And as we look at those strategies, they are ever changing. They're evergreen. We refresh those, and it's really based on a lens of capability. I think data is an element of capability that we need to evolve over time, and it's part of our strategy. Data is an asset for us. It's how we can unlock better, faster, more effective decision making to be more competitive. And so it's part of our digital DNA. And we look at how we embed that into our strategy, into our 1 to 5 year outlook, and look to unlock where it makes sense. We, again, try to focus on our core business processes that read across multiple sites. But along the way, we're unlocking and democratizing those innovations so that the sites themselves can innovate. I think that's been a big cultural shift for us, where we're empowering the sites, giving them new tools and a technology stack that they can innovate on top of, as opposed to just a new software or here's a large ERP system coming your way. These are one-off systems that each site has built that we can then integrate and feed and enrich with the new technology stack. And so that design is just pretty core and critical. And as we give people more access and more intelligence, you start to see a shift in culture where in the past, some sites relied on paper-based systems or Excel, the Microsoft applications. They're now able to get better insights across the whole value chain. So they now know, how are they impacting upstream and downstream processes? And what do they need to do to optimize the entire value chain as opposed to just their particular area that they're responsible for? And so that's created a new dynamic. Some sites have really embraced it. Others have struggled. And so we work through that. We have an organizational change management team that talks about the why and what's in it for them. And that's been very helpful in communicating and getting people excited about what we're doing. Again, this is a journey. So we're about 4 years in. I would say we've come a long way, but we still have a ways to go.
Absolutely. I think you have captured the essence perfectly. The impact of data on company culture and business strategy cannot be underestimated ever. And as you emphasized, that a data-driven culture encourages decision-making, which is based on evidence. So it in turn opens doors to innovation. You know, imagine a company where every decision or every strategy is backed by concrete data insights. So it totally transforms the way it operates or breaks down silos or fosters collaboration and comes up with a unified vision. So I think with data technology at the helm, companies can chart a course towards success with clarity, confidence, and competitive edge.
100%. I think alignment based on one version of the truth is a big part of our transformation. And we've seen that come to life and be very powerful for us.
So now let's have a look into the future, Tony. What do you see as the future of data technology and its role in digital transformation?
It's a great question. I don't have a crystal ball, but I can give you my insight and give you a sense for what we're looking at and where we're headed. We, again, are transforming pretty much everything that we do around supply chain, manufacturing operations, and product development. And so as we build these foundational capabilities, we're unlocking a lot of metadata, a lot of data across that entire thread. And what we're trying to unlock is a digital thread. So something that can interrelate and connect all of those elements from supply chain to product development to manufacturing and operations, closed loop systems, some way that we can give feedback mechanisms. And that collaboration is key for us. We don't want to be operating in silos. And there's intelligence that reads across that thread that we can't see today. And that may mean we need to apply tools like AI or some type of intelligence platform that gives us that insight across the value chain. So for us, we've spent the last several years building a strong foundation, getting consistency, getting the base so that we can innovate on top of it with more intelligence. And that set us up well. And you read a lot in the news about ChatGPT and a lot of the AI innovations that are happening. We're now set up for success as we look to apply that across our supply chain to begin with, but then we're going to look within the four walls of our factory and then across that thread of information, ultimately, to give us better insights, not only better insights, but hopefully automated decision-making that will make us more efficient, effective, and competitive. So AI is a big driver for us. The other big driver for us is employee experience. So in the future, our operations will be run by smartphone and smart technologies that apply application-based algorithms and intelligence and visualization, UI, UX, that will be state-of-the-art. You know, you've got a lot of people coming into industry looking for a seamless and ubiquitous experience when they go from their home life to work life. And today it's difficult. A lot of people within manufacturing will come into an environment that's paper-based, or they'll be working in SAP or other tools. We want to try to innovate on that and create a intelligent way to interface and to do your day-to-day work. And so that's going to mean low-code, no-code applications, and how we unlock that is through communities of practice and centers of excellence. But those two, AI and some form of factory intelligence and application-based management, are really what we're seeing as the future.
I think your vision for the future is truly inspiring. The future of data is both exciting and promising, no doubt about that. And with the advancements in AI, machine learning, and predictive analytics, I think we are on the brink of even greater possibilities. Imagine machines that can learn from vast amounts of data, making accurate predictions and driving unprecedented innovation. So as data technology continues to evolve, it will undoubtedly become the cornerstone of digital transformation, empowering organizations or businesses to navigate the complexities of digital landscape and drive exponential growth. So that was an inspiring vision. Thank you, Tony, for sharing that. As we wrap up this engaging conversation, do you have any final thoughts or key takeaways that you would like to share with our audience?
Yeah, I would say, you know, take the first leap. It is a leap of faith, but make the investment. Try to focus on lighthouse operation. Don't try to take on too much too fast. Scope management is a big part of this. Focus on things that can scale. Look at your core business processes and target those that you can read across so that you can leverage and move quickly with value that can be scaled and leveraged across your enterprise. those are kind of the key lessons that I'd like to share with this audience, making sure that you've got a good strategy, good alignment, and then focus in on those activities that make the most benefit.
While embracing data technology is no longer an option, but companies need to take a practical approach to it. They need to prioritize their strategies and create a cross-functional team environment to work together and share insights to be able to make this technology a success. Thank you so much, Tony, for sharing your valuable insights with us today. This has brought us to the end of the session. It has been a pleasure having you on podcast. Thank you so much for coming over.
Well, thank you, Nitishree, and appreciate the opportunity. Please feel free to reach out if you have any other questions or need any more points of view.
Sure. Thank you so much. That concludes our podcast. TechMint offers a cutting-edge solution to optimize your customer data management. So rather than keeping your data locked away, TechMint empowers you to effortlessly gather customer data from all sources and create a comprehensive identity graph within your warehouse. This ensures complete visibility and control over your valuable data assets. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes, audience. Until next time, bye-bye.